Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
It's so funny because Breezy brought this up and I'm like, yep, 100%. I've been in this situation multiple times. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about mixing groups of friends together who aren't really...
They don't really know each other.
They don't know each other.
Yeah.
But it gives you anxiety because now you're responsible for making sure everybody in the group has a good time. They all get along.
I am such a people pleaser. And I know you're like me if you struggle with just... making sure that everybody's having a good time. Like, if I organize something, I need every single person in that group to feel like they're having a good time and like they're getting along with everybody there. And, you know, my biggest fear, this is my saw trap, right? Is like having five of my friends together and they all hate each other. That's like, it's literally a saw trap for me. So with that being said, last night, I did just that. I decided to torture myself and really risk it for the biscuit.
Sure.
And I had my friend is in town from Colorado who I never get to see. And then my girlfriend was there.
Did she say the line? What do you guys like to do around
here? No, she did not say the line.
That would've been so great.
She knows what to do around here. She literally lived here her whole life. Along with all my other friends who go on and say that line. But we went out to dinner, me, her, and my girlfriend. And then two of my friends met up with us afterwards, and we had a time, and it was good. It was good, but there was one moment.
It was dead silence.
There was one instance where I was about to hit the panic button.
Everyone staring at each other.
So, my one friend was on the phone with her friend who wanted to meet up with us at a different location. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what are you doing? And she was like, oh, I'm just here with Breezy, my girlfriend. And she goes, I'm so sorry. What was your name again?
Who said
to that? To my friend. That's my friend from here said that to my friend from Colorado.
Okay. All right. They've never met. Sure.
Well, I mean, they did just meet.
Well, yeah. But I mean, one time, I mean, multiple.
Right.
You know, I've had friends in the group who I've been friends with years. I can't remember their names.
Perfect. Perfect.
I mean, I just talked about that this week. Is it embarrassing? Yes, but no fault.
She goes, and then my friend snaps back at her and goes, that's really rude.
Oh, come on.
And I'm like, ah. Me panicking. Yeah,
because this is on you. You did
this. Yeah, I'm like, this is all my fault. This is so classic.
Wait, so the person actually got offended.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know. Like, she might have been kidding, but like, even if she was kidding, I'm still panicking.
Right.
Because, like, not everybody knows everybody's humor, and, like, not everybody knows how everybody is, and I'm just like,
There's got to be
crying in the corner.
There's got to be a better trick for remembering people's names, because I can't help you with that. I just can't.
Really bad.
It takes multiple times.
So then I start thinking about, you know, some of the happiest moments of your life, right? Birthdays, weddings, funerals. All these people are together. And funeral's not a happy time. I'm just talking about, like, large gatherings. All these people are together that are there for you, right? But not everybody knows each other. But it makes you happy that all of those people are there because you love
right.
all of those people.
The problem is you feel like you got to entertain now. Make sure everyone's having a good
100%.
Time. 100%. I don't like that. I'm not down with that anymore. I tried it once. Remember when I first moved home? God, Breezy and I just started the show together. 3 weeks later, it's my 39th birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, all of a sudden, there's a table of 20 of us in the back room there at Next Door Bar and Grill. And I'm having the best time because these are all my people.
Yeah.
My parents, Breezy, all of my closest friends, their friends. And my buddy's wife goes, I don't know if anybody's having fun. We should maybe try a game or something.
Who said that?
What do you mean? I'm not doing that.
They can talk. Pin the tail on the donkey.
Let them talk amongst each other.
Right.
Everyone's fine.
Also, furthermore, I think it's concerning when maybe you bring them all, you cultivate them all in this room, and then they go off and say it on their own. Because I look over and they're throwing punches at each other. Like, you can't be there to kind of moderate because you're obviously bouncing around.
These are grown adults. I'm not a babysitter.
I know, but it still just gives me anxiety. It still kind of freaks me out a little bit. For sure. Also, I think that the fact of the matter is when you're introducing your significant other to your friends, that is the biggest anxiety ridden thing.
Yeah.
Because if my friends don't like my significant other, now I'm uncomfortable, my partner's uncomfortable, my friends are uncomfortable, and what, we're just never going to hang out with them again?
I think a bigger nightmare would be introducing your significant other to the parents and them having nothing to say to one another. And, you know, I've been in this situation. I had to go to a Thanksgiving dinner. And yes, there was a language barrier, my girlfriend's parents being Korean. They didn't say a word to me for 6 hours. I knocked on the door, they answered, and they said, "Who's this?" In a very angry tone. I said,
kamsahamnida.
barely trying to speak Korean. I just embarrassed myself. I go into the house, I sit down, and I told my girlfriend, I was like, "Does this bother you?" She said, "What?" I said, "The fact that your parents haven't acknowledged me for 6 hours, that doesn't bother you?"
Right.
She goes, "No, I mean, I told you this was probably going to happen." I said, This is very uncomfortable for me. That would be way worse than the situation that I was in for my birthday with the table of 20. I can deal with that. Mm-hmm. But the small intimate settings are way worse. Way worse.
Yeah. It's
why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. It's definitely a tough scene for sure. So, I mean, everything ended up being okay. I think mixing friend groups, quite honestly, is selfish because it's something I want. It's something I'm excited about.
I keep telling you over and over and over again, you have too many damn friends. You got to start cutting people out, Breezy.
I can't. If anything, I'm adding.
There's got to be auditions.
If anything, I'm adding.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98KXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
585-252-9800. It is the number to call if you need to clear the air this morning. Get something off your chest for There, I Said It. The first person that texted in real quick was Denise, who said, "If you got that pink rim around the inside of your toilet bowl, I'm not dating you. There, I Said It."
What's the pink rim?
It's filth. It's grime. Whatever that is, I don't know why it turns pink. Maybe it's mold. It's disgusting. Yeah, don't just look in the inside of those toilets. Check the bottom lining of your shower curtain, too. That also happens. You should be changing that out every 6 months.
Not doing that. I refuse. Thank you, though.
I'm very happy I officially have a glass door. No more shower curtains, baby. I'm moving on up.
Oh, my God. You have to clean that, though, with Windex every other day.
Soap scum remover. Yes, you're right.
Every time you get in the shower, you're all of a sudden wearing a mitt for no reason. You're washing the door.
No, I have a squeegee in my shower.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, no, I'm good.
I do.
Now I'm working every time I'm cleaning my body. No, I'm so good. This person, her name's Meryl. Meryl. I don't care what anyone says. Refusing to share family recipes makes you seem like a jerk. There, I said it.
All right, hot take.
Meryl. All right. <sweetie.
clears throat> Jules. What's up, Jules? Does anyone else think it's weird to celebrate a birthday for a dead relative year after year? I just don't see the point. We all stopped counting. There, I said it. That's true. We did all stop counting. I can understand, like, after they pass, the first year that they've been gone, you go to maybe the cemetery, you celebrate. Then, yeah. But year after year? I'm not. You got to buy him a gift?
Yeah, we're not sure.
Saturday Night Live sucks. There, I said it. Yes, we're very aware of that, Drew. Thank you.
This person says, we talked about this yesterday. 2 days ago? I don't remember. The world would be a better place without the concept of insurance. There, I said it. Insurance companies are liars and cheats. All they want is to take advantage of you.
Hot topic this week on the show. Hot topic.
Insurance?
Yeah.
Insurance is fraud. Fraud is insurance.
Well, listen, we understand it's always going to be there in case of an emergency. The problem that people have, including myself, is when you need it the absolute most, and then they threaten to drop you if you use it. I'm like... All right. Never mind. I'll pull it out of pocket once again. It blows my mind how many people out there can't even boil a hot dog. Most people need to learn how to cook for themselves. Grow up. There, I said it. You tell them, Scott.
Scott's pissed.
Who is that? Is that Spizzano down the hall?
He took the day off to text into our show.
That guy loves boiling hot dogs, I'll tell you that. He's a good cook, too.
Does he?
Spizzano can cook. Yeah, he gets down in the kitchen.
Wow.
Let's go over to our girl, Chelsea. What's up, Chelsea? There, I said it. You guys can text or call in at 585-252-9800. Who is this? Hey, guys, I heard the segment earlier. I agree with you. Lab-grown diamonds are way nicer and definitely cheaper than real diamonds. Definitely the better option. There, I said it. Mm. Yeah, if you want some little kid chiseling out a diamond from the center of the earth while it rumbles over his head, then yeah, that's probably the better option, because Breezy and I, we did a comparison this morning. You can't tell the difference. They look identical.
They do.
Let's say you get a 3-carat diamond for 50 grand. A lab-grown diamond is going to cost you 8,500.
Yeah.
You do the math.
I mean, if you hate yourself, you'll go the natural route.
And guys, do not feel like you have to tell her. You do not. Just get her the lab-grown diamond.
She won't really know.
She doesn't need to know.
Difference.
She's not going to know.
I don't know. This person says, when people say love doesn't exist, they mean that conditional love is not real. Not real love. And it's not. Okay. T.
I don't understand.
Like, to love something conditionally. Because you're getting something out of it.
Oh, interesting.
Or because it's going your way.
I see.
Unconditional love is, well, you're pissing me off and I still love you anyways.
Yeah, under all any condition, yeah. Mm-hmm. So last week I did something I never thought I would do. I stopped at Balsam Bagels there. And I put my trust in them. I put my trust that the rats were gone. And I got a breakfast sandwich. And you know me, I'm a huge breakfast sandwich guy, Breeze. And I'm going to share this with you right now. Best breakfast sandwich I've had in the Rock. It was that good. There, I said it. I thought it was phenomenal. Now this is probably going to be a problem. Now I'm going to have to go back. They did a great job.
Yeah, that you know.
And no, I'm not getting endorsed by them.
You know what they say about mice? When there's one, there's 70. So
not anymore.
Hopefully, yeah.
They cleaned up their act. Chelsea says, make the new driving age 18. There, I said it. My niece just turned 16, and all I can say is everyone on the road in Rochester better say a prayer and be on the lookout for a white Kia Sonata. A perfect first car.
Can I say something?
The one most likely to get stolen with a person inside of it.
Literally. Can I say something? This is mine for today. I honestly think that Netflix is trash. I really think that Netflix is trash. They have a good show once every...
6 months?
No. Once every, like, 2 years?
No, that's not true.
I disagree.
Guys, you got to watch
I disagree.
Watch the Menendez brothers. Monsters. No.
Okay, my next one. I'm over the Menendez brothers. It's over. I'm done. I've watched the same thing 7 different times, produced by 7 different people from 7 different POVs. I'm done with the Menendez brothers. It's over.
Do you feel, though, and yes, they did murder their parents, and a lot of people were saying, yes, they went through just... years and years of abuse.
Don't want to hear about
it anymore. Do you feel like after 35 years, they did their time? They should be released? Or do you think, yes, keep them in there for the rest
of
the life?
I don't know, because like, here's the thing. Back then, abuse and like acknowledgement of it wasn't really a thing. Mm-hmm. What was it, the 80s or the 90s?
The murder took place in 89, August 20th.
Okay.
And then the trial was in the early 90s.
Okay, so both. So now, I think in this day and age, they're probably watching all these things and they're seeing like, oh, Gypsy Rose got out and so-and-so got out. And we just have to say, my question is like, were they in jail together being like, let's just say we were abused so we can leave?
I'm not saying
that's the case.
I know, but
I'm just trying to work around it.
Well, I understand that because I also had that same thought.
Like, the world is softer now. Let's use this excuse.
But the family members came onto the stand, like the father's own sister, and said, yeah, he was a real hard ass. And yeah, he most likely abused the kids. I saw him slap them around quite a bit when they were growing up. So I don't know what to believe, you know. Yeah. But the new documentary that was just released this Monday is with them and their phone calls in prison. And I'm just really fascinated by it.
Nancy
just texted in and was like, Moose really needs to stop watching true crime documentaries.
There's so many. Are you watching Monsters?
I finished that.
So is there another? There's just too many. It's just too many.
There's
new content.
There's two.
There's like four.
There's the series that's 9 episodes called Monsters. It's the same producers of Jeffrey Dahmer Monster.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the documentary is the real life one with their calls from prison, which is a 2-hour doc. Go check
it
out.
I'm over it.
If you guys want a family night tonight, you guys should go watch it.
I was literally in and out of sleep. I woke up to him murdering his father. There was blood. I was scared.
Yeah.
Talk about slipping into REM. Jesus.
Win cash.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We got to stop shaking hands with people in general. That should not be the new thing. Or just a thing in general.
Why?
I hate shaking hands, Breezy. I can't tell you how many uncomfortable situations I've been in.
Why? Because our coworker doesn't wash his hands?
No, not that at all. I'm forced to shake a person's hands, and my hands are constantly clammy and wet.
Ew.
They're constantly
sweating.
Are
you good, bro?
No, they're always sweating.
Oh, my God.
Especially when I'm nervous. Earlier this week.
What are you nervous about?
Life in general.
Okay, perfect.
Well, this week I had to... I think it was earlier this week. Yeah, I ran into a guy at the office here.
Okay.
Never met him. He was some big-time programming guy who was visiting from Buffalo. And our sales guy was like, Moose, want to introduce you to Steve. And he puts his hands out, and I said, all right, they're dripping, but here we go.
Ew.
And he was very nice because he shook my hand, but I looked down, and I can see him wiping the palm of his hand on his pant leg. I'm like, yeah, this happened in church. This guy wanted to offer me a sign of peace. He puts out his hand, and I said, I wouldn't do that if I were you, but if you insist.
Ew. Peace be with you, and also with you. Peace be with you, and with your spirit.
My hand. My hand is always clammy and cold. You would have thought you were shaking hands with a corpse. That's where I'm at all the time. And I don't know if it's because it's poor circulation, but I'll never forget the time I had to meet the girl I was dating, had to meet her parents for the first time.
Yeah.
And I'm already sweating because I'm nervous. So when I go to shake her dad's hand, I tried to dry it off as much as I possibly could. No.
No, just didn't work out.
It was all wet.
Ew. Like,
I don't know what's wrong.
I do not have this issue.
I don't know what's wrong with me. It's just my hands, man. And my feet, too. They're always cold. Like
Your
right now.
Feet are cold?
Yeah. Like if I take my socks off right now, most likely my feet are sweating.
You need something.
So they're cold and wet, and that's the problem.
Cold and wet.
Anybody else have this problem?
Interesting.
Just me?
Very interesting.
Is it just me, or does anyone else absolutely hate shaking hands with people because your hands are just constant?
I don't like shaking hands with people because sometimes it can get like awkward. Like, ooh. Or like my hands are full and they're like trying to shake my hand and I'm like, ugh.
Listen, I'm a great handshaker. I make eye contact. It's firm. These people that come and they shake your hand, they don't give you eye contact. Their hands all flimsy. I can't stand it. I don't trust them.
Wow.
It says everything about a man who has a weak-ass handshake.
Wow. I mean, what does it say about a man who's perspirating in his palm?
That's why I'm bringing it up. I don't know. I really don't know.
Scared.
I'm
anxiety ridden man.
And you know, I've noticed that men do this all the time when they see each other, like they shake hands, they introduce. But I don't see a lot of women doing this. They go
for a hug. They always hug.
Which is not super professional when a client comes in, you meet them for the first time, and you go in for a hug.
Oh, I always hug.
The ass out hug is not it.
Oh, no. I like embrace. I embrace. It's so funny. I'm, you know, made some new friends recently, and I am a hugger. Like, I hug when I arrive, when I leave. First thing I do, last thing I do is going to be a hug. And some of my friends who are fairly new to me and to my life.
Yeah.
Some of them are like, I don't like being touched. I'm like, well, that sucks. I'm going in anyways.
Yeah.
Make room. Make room for Mama Breeze.
You could care less, man.
I don't.
Boundaries do not exist in Breezy's world.
No.
They just don't.
No need. No need, in my opinion. But that's okay. So yeah, I'm anti-handshake, full-fledged hug.
Moose, I'm the opposite. I have a spray bottle on my desk at home so I can spray my feet with water when they start to get dry.
Ew. Bro, are you good?
I've never heard of anybody doing that. Why do you want them wet?
I'm so confused. Who else is here? Oh,
this is that's a good way to encourage athlete's foot, okay? You need a nice dry foot. You don't want a sopping wet foot and then put it into a sock? No, that's fungus all over.
Would you? Okay, because Katie's sitting here saying if I shook a man's hand on a first date and it was clammy, automatic red flag. Would you shake a girl's hand on the first date?
No.
Or would you hug that?
No, you give him a hug and a kiss on a cheek.
Ew. Oh, what cheek?
Doesn't matter. Whatever you're closest to. Left, right, forehead.
Ass. Butt.
It doesn't matter. Never
a kiss on a cheek. I'm like, which cheek are we talking here?
Like there's the difference here between a date and a social setting and a professional setting. You have to know which one to use. If I meet a woman out for like a lunch that's strictly business, I'm shaking their hand.
Strictly biz.
And I have to wipe my hand off before I do that because most likely, yes, my hand is wet. If I'm going on a first date, yeah, you want to give them a hug and a nice kiss on the cheek. I'm not creepy. I'm not going to kiss their hand.
Lays his jacket on a puddle.
Right. Nobody's doing that anymore. This is not the 60s, you guys.
Right, right.
I noticed my cousin licked his hand, and when I asked him about it, he said it was too dry.
Ew.
All right. You guys are no help this morning at all. I'm going to go see a doctor. That's what.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What I'm going to do.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.